Aha, gadani mikunini mani shinabe duk, mi sani nabek. Ngi pita shindan, gidinui wininana jina. Migo we migochi tago siyan bisindawi yek. This is Nabek, and I'm here to talk some language with you all. And I want to express my gratitude that you are all listening. Nungo midash minawa niwi tashindan niyu in nandeg and nujgego. I want to talk about colors again today. Ya jayigwa ngi tashindam and miskwa. We already talked about the color red. Jayigwa dashingi tashindam and eshiga gwe doi dawi nandegego. We also talked about different ways that someone can ask the question about what something is colored, what color is somebody, all that kind of idea. So today, I want to talk about the color black, one of my favorites. And a lot of us already know what this word sounds like. But when you're talking about an it, something that is considered not alive, and it's black, you would say makadewa, makadewa, it is black. And if you're talking about something that is alive and it is black, as in a dog or a crow, you would say makadewizi, makadewizi. So we have makadewa, it is black, makadewizi, he or she is black. So when we ask ani nenandegi iu, what color is that, and it's not living, you would say makadewa, makadewa. Ani nenanzot a'au, what color is that guy, you would answer makadewizi, makadewizi. So what if you're talking about more than one thing that is black? Then you would just add a syllable to the end of makadewa, and it would become makadewa one. One means more than one non-living thing in this case. Makadewa one. Makadewa one. They are black. Makadewa one in your masinaiganan. Those books are black. It also sounds like makadewawan. It sounds like a black egg, too. I'm just hearing that as I'm saying it. Makadewawan. But anyways, what we're talking about here. Makadewa, it is black. Makadewawan, they are black. Talking about non-living objects. If it's living, we would use makadewizi. He is black. Makadewizi, animush, the dog is black. But if there was more than one, we would say makadewiziwak, makadewiziwak, they are black. Those guys, makadewiziwak andeguk, crows are black. The crows are black andeguk. Makadewiziwak animushak, the dogs are black. That it would be the word and the words for black. Remember, it's different if you're talking about something as that is considered alive. And it's different if you were going to use a word talking about something that is not alive. Makadewa, it is black. Makadewizi, he or she is black. So if we're talking about something that is white, an it that is white, it would be, for a non-living object, wabishka, wabishka, it is white. And if there is more than one, wabishka one, wabishka one, they are white. This, the non-living object, as in mazana iganan, the papers or the books. Wabishka one, mazana iganan, the papers or the books are white, depending on what you're talking about. But if they are alive and they are white, you would say wabishkizi, wabishkizi, he or she is white. Wabishkizi au animush, that dog is white. Wabishkizi au animush, wabishkizi. But if there were more than one, you could say wabishkizi wak animushak, Wabishgizewug. You put the wug on the end. Now there's more than one living being that is white. Wabishgizewug. Anumushug. The dogs are white. Wabishgizewug. For, if we're talking about blue. And blue, and one of the things we have to understand, there's so many different ways to describe color, and we'll talk about that maybe in a future presentation, and how we can make this a tool so it's not just, you know, one word for one color, but knowing one word for one color right now, if you're just beginning, it's a good start. And it's a way to be able to denote, to communicate meaning to somebody without having to get into English. So this is where we'll start, just knowing one, and then we'll add on more different skills as we go along. Make sure you are double checking with your first speaker relatives, your grandpas and grandmas, uncles, aunties that grew up with the language, and they can tweak what it is that you're hearing me talk about. And they can kind of help you kind of zero in on what it is you're trying to say in any specific situation. This is going to get you in the ballpark. This is going to get you started. So let's talk about blue. Now, commonly, we're going to hear Ojawashqua, and it is blue. This is also used to talk about green. So how the heck would we tell the difference here if we're talking about? Of course, context is going to tell you, because you're looking at something right there that is blue. And you would be asking somebody, and they go, oh, what color is this? And they would say, Ojawashqua, it is blue. Ojawashqua, it is blue. Ojawashqua. So if there's more than one thing there, Ojawashqua one. Again, you put the one on the end of a word that's not alive, and it becomes more than one. Ojawashqua one. Mazana eganan. The books are blue. Ojawashqua one. Mazana eganan. But if you're talking about a being that is blue, it would become Ojawashkuzi. Ojawashkuzi. He or she is blue. It can also be green also. Ojawashkuzi. But if there's more than one, it would become Ojawashkuziwak. They are blue. Ojawashkuziwak bineshiak. The birds are blue or green, depending on the context of what you're doing. Ojawashkuziwak animushak. The dogs are blue or green. So a good way to practice these. Now we have three different colors, and counting last presentation, we also had red, which is Misqua and Miskuzi. One good way to practice this is as you are looking at things, just take one of them. And if you're not sure, I'm not quite sure. I think Makade is black. Get straight with that in your head. Makade, it is black. Makade wizi. That living thing is black. And every time you see something, practice it. Say it to yourself. Makade wa e'o. That's black. Makade wa o'o. This is black. Makade wa one inyo. Those things are black. Makade wa one ongo. These things here are black. So in those little pointer words, there's a different presentation that I talked about those pointer words. So maybe go back to that if you forget what those are. O'o. I'il, ongo, inyo, all those things. So with each of these, take each one of them. If it's something that's white, wabishka, oh, this is white. Wabishka, I'il, wabishka, one. And really kind of practice. Wabishkizi, that one is white, that living thing. Wabishkizi, wak. So you can run through and practice these on your own. And another good thing to do is teach your children these phrases and words. It's the best way to practice what you know is to teach somebody else. And also, as you're teaching them, you're going to figure out where are the gaps in what I understand. And then you know what to ask when you get around your first speaker elders and that kind of thing. So, I'm Pegish Widukago, Yenwe Wenio, O, Gata Shindaman. Miigwech aap isi bizin dawiyek. Meet you.